You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Then a couple of massive throws, but they were fouls, and that one, has he landed it? Well, it's gone a long way, and I see the white flag. 68-24.
I was looking for it, I found it.
National record nonetheless. I was just about to say it's a personal best. What a time to produce a lifetime best. The furthest ever by any Australian athlete. Wow. Matthew Denny.
Oh, yes, Matthew Denny doing his best. I've got so many questions. For World Gym Australia, improving lives through fitness. Matty Denny, how are you?
Yeah, good, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it was, to be honest, listening to that through the phone, you'd sound like it's a T-Rex going off or something. But it was a pretty big reaction for me because I knew I was in good form and I'd fouled a few throws and we were just kind of going at it, trying to find the throw. And you can hear in that audio clip where I said, I was looking for it and I found it. And that was the throw I was looking for. And just emotion poured out of me. So I guess.
Mate, it was awesome.
It's good fun though. So good little. My throat was sore definitely after. So.
But that audio, just so we clear it up for all our listeners, that was the Australian discus record 5 months ago at the World Athletics Championships in Budapest, a throw of 68.25 metres. Mm. That's huge. Take us back to the beginning. What got you, when you think of athletics, you don't think of the sexy discus program, do you? What made you get into discus?
No, I thought the sex appeal for discus was pretty high, but apparently not. But mate, when I started out, I was a pretty, I was a pretty athletic kid in general. All my brothers, they all played footy and league, and, one of them was fortunate enough to play NRL for a bit, and that was kind of my route. That was where I was thinking about going. They were kind of, when I talk about who I looked up to, it was my brothers and my parents and my family and stuff. And yeah, and then it kind of shifted from there where I started doing discus and throw, shot and hammer and throws and stuff. And I got last in the state in grade 6 and 7. And I liked it, but I was obviously not that red hot at it. And then I decided to get a coach after getting last in the state twice. And once I figured out what it's about, what you do, how to be good at it, I just fell in love with it, and I fell in love with individual sports. And it wasn't I saw an Olympics and I go, oh, all those stories where people see an Olympics and that's where they want to go. It was more, I just wanted to be the best at this, and it turned out to be an Olympic champion. That's the best thing you can do. So I really fell in love with the sport, to be honest.
Matty, I know when you're going through the junior ranks, it's obviously the discus are a completely different weight. I think, they're about 1.5-2 kilos, aren't they, in the juniors? So what are the weight differences?
Yeah, so
how heavy is it when you're going to the Olympics, for example, or the world champs? How heavy is the discus itself?
So for open men and open women, so men's is 2 kilos and then the women's is 1 kilo. And then so when you're progressing, if you're in school, it can be 500 grams for up to, I think it's grade 5, and then 750 grams for both boys and girls, and it goes to 1 kilo in under 15, and that's where women stop, and then men go from a 1 to 1.5 for under 18, and then under 20s is 1.75, and then a 2 kilo, because to jump from a 1 kilo to a 2 kilo is a bit ridiculous. It's trying to go from D grade football to A grade in 1 year.
Really? 500 grams? That's amazing.
Yeah, so it doesn't seem like much, but it's incredible once you start moving, how much it can affect your movement and how much, you know, strength and power and athleticism really comes into play. You get found out really quick if you're not pretty strong. So yeah, that it's a good progression, but yeah, I do wish I could throw the 1 kilo still, because they were good memories.
Now, you came close to a medal in Tokyo, of course, and then the gold in the Diamond League, which is only last year. Now, the Diamond League, to the listeners, that's the elite. The best of the best are an invitational. So you've got a gold there, and you're tracking towards Paris now. Are you chartering the right way? Are you hitting all the right marks at the moment?
Yeah, like, we've had a really good off season, and obviously, yeah, like fourth at Tokyo is pretty brutal when you're only 5 centimeters off the medals, and then did it again at Budapest this year. Last year at the World Champs, fourth again. And I mean, that fourth was the farthest fourth place throw ever. So, pretty good company at the moment in men's discus. Like, it's one of the, I would say, probably the best era of men's disc. So it's, you know, it's nice to be in the mix there. And I finished the year off well, I actually re-broke my Australian record. So I went 68-48 at the Diamond League final there. So beat the current world champion, current Olympic champion, and, you know, showed that I'm in the mix. So it's going to be a really competitive year this year. And everyone's obviously eyeing off Paris, and that's the, you know, the one in a million shot that everyone's focusing on. So I think we're in great form, and, you know, we're opening up the season in Adelaide next week, and we've had a great off season and progressed well. So, you know, the plan's just to keep progressing and find those bigger distances, and, you know, set myself up to be in 70 plus meter form by the time, you know, the Olympics come round, if not earlier. So, it's competitive, but I like it. I like to be able to, you know, grind it out and fight for medals with these boys, because it's a fun place to do it.
I've met Matthew. He's a fair dinkum, decent bloke, good bloke, but he's also a big unit, 6'5", 118 to 120 kilos. A bit like me, my weight fluctuates as well. Now, I want to compare our athletic meal plans, mate. What do you eat each day?
Oh, it varies. I'm actually on a little bit of a drop plan at the moment, just trying to shed a couple of Christmas kilos. but, mate, it's not too complex. Like, it's just, you know, a lot of people think that it has to be, you know, over the top if you're like a massive guy. Like, guys and girls find it hard to manage weight. Like, I'm pretty good with it, especially like with muscle mass and whatnot. But, you know, I work with a nutritionist, and it's pretty basic stuff. Like, just making sure you're getting a balance between all your honest needs, and you're catering that towards your training and stuff.
How many Chico rolls would you do in one sitting?
Chico rolls, mate. I'm not a Chico roll guy.
Thank you.
I would say my biggest past, my biggest, like, no, 3 large kebabs in a row.
That's probably
one of my top ones, what? Or like a 1.5 kilo steak.
Hey, have you ever had a bogan cigar? That's the food choice, preferred food choice of
what
sports.
What is a
though.
Bogan cigar?
What is a, Matty? Sit down.
Please tell me what a bogan cigar is.
It's a plain long bread roll,
fresh white bread roll.
Yep. Yeah. You chuck. Yeah. Some people put butter on it. I don't choose to, because I'm healthy. You then put a sausage roll in it, and then just lay it with tomato sauce. That, my friend, is a bogan cigar.
God, that sounds like all cholesterol.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd swap out the tomato with barbecue.
Yeah, you're a man that's close to my heart. You are.
All right, that's okay. As long as you're not having like a feta roll or you know,
tofu or something like that.
Classic sausage roll, like a good yes. gourmet sausage roll with some barbecue sauce.
Yep.
Goes pretty far in my book.
All right, now
but
just
when we're prepping for Olympics, they stay on the on the outer card, I will say.
Now, Matty, while still on the subject of food, the food hall at the Olympics. Now, I've heard stories around not only food itself, but you run into some pretty famous athletes from other sports, from other countries. Did you come across anyone from any other countries or sports that you sort of went, wow, I can't believe he's in the same room as I am?
Actually, I'm glad you brought, before we jump on name drops, one of the other ones that I did when we did 2016 Olympics, this is when they had Maccas in the village still. So we always used to do like, you know, like free Maccas and stuff. So I had finished competing and a few others, and I'm like, all right, let's do some food challenges. So I did 100 nuggets.
What?
Yeah, that was brutal.
What?
So I got the 100 nuggets done, but then the name drop was probably, I would say, Bolt. Like, I remember before he ran his final at Rio, so the Jamaican tent and the Australian tent was next to each other. And anyway, and they're calling out for the final. And, you know, the thing with when you go to Olympics, like, you have your call room times and they're very strict. Like, once you miss the call room time, like, you're out. Like, it doesn't matter. They're very strict with it. And I remember getting that drilled into me all day long. You've got to be on time or early. And they called out Usain's name probably like 5 times before they're like, you know, it's shutting. Like, Usain, please come to the call room. And here he comes, just slowly walking. Like, for the fastest man in the world, I've never seen a person walk slower to a deadline. And he just strolled in there, and then he goes and runs easy sub 10s and wins. And yeah, it was, you know, just seeing that kind of stuff. Like, it wasn't, I've never been like a person who's been overawed by like celebrities or like pro athletes. But like, I would say that, you know, watching those kind of guys warm up and like, you know, they're the best athletes in the world, they're the fastest, most explosive and stuff. It's pretty shocking to the brain to watch someone move that quick off like such a standing start and stuff. So yeah, I, you know, for the fastest man in the world, he definitely doesn't have a good walking speed.
Now, we're here for World Gym Australia, of course, improving lives through fitness. With your training, Matty, I know obviously it's tiered depending on how far you are out from a big event, but what's the makeup of most of your sessions? Is it, there wouldn't be a lot of conditioning, I wouldn't be thinking. Is it mainly all power and strength?
It kind of varies. You know, as I've got older and my training age has progressed, like it's changed, and the structure of my training's changed as well when going to a new coach. So the current training schedule I have is 4 days a week, but each day is a double day. So like I'll do so Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, I'll do a throw in the morning and like some activation work, throw, 20-minute break, and then I'll go and lift. And then I'll be done by about 12 o'clock. So it's from 8 till 12 that most of my mornings are locked off for training. Do that Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. But then like when it comes to content of that gym, like of that work, it's obviously technical and you vary weights depending. Like you might go underweight for more speed focus, overweight for more strength focus. And then gym, it's complementary, but it's also basic exercises because, like, if you want to get nerdy about it, like sometimes if you overdo the specific aspect of what you're training for, it can become you don't have a training reaction to it, you don't have an adaptation to it, and it becomes normal. So you try and keep your basic building blocks, like, you know, your squats, your bench, your deadlifts, and then your Olympic lifts, which are a big part of our training, as well as like ballistic and jumps and med ball work. And the thing with throws is you have to be really good in a lot of different worlds to tie all of that together. So
quickly, just any one piece of a little bit of advice that you would give any young kids coming through right now, what would you say to them?
Oh, I was thinking about the other day, like someone asked me what I would like tell myself when I was going through. And I think persistence is probably the big one. Like it's very easy to get hooked on something, like I'm king of it, like get hooked on something, enjoy it for a short period of time and then expect really big gains in a short period. And then, you know, once that decays, like still expecting that. So I would say persistence in what you do and being able to stick things out. Like, you know, there's a lot of time as an elite athlete, you know, especially when, you know, I've been doing 13 plus years now, you know, there's times where you come into plateaus and it's very easy to go, well, I'm not progressing and things get hard and you kind of got to grind through it. But
yep,
persistence is always just chipping away. And
well, you certainly got a PB in my eyes with the three big kebabs in a row. So well done. We've learned a lot about you today, Matthew Dean. And I want to see a photo of you tucking into a Bogan cigar, the official
after
food.
A gold medal at Paris.
Yeah, and yeah, 100 nuggies.
After a gold medal, oh my God. Yeah. Peak cholesterol post-medal, yeah.
Who cares about cholesterol when you win a gold medal?
That's right.
Oh, geez, Matt Denny's had a heart attack. Oh, yeah. What happened?
Oh, well. Actually, if you do have a heart attack, does the gold medal then go to second place? Yeah. Just jokes. Don't do that.
Maybe.
Matthew,
no,
Denny.
No, I'll try not to.
Good luck in Adelaide, mate. You've got the World Athletics Invitational next weekend. Good luck with that. Thanks for joining us for World Gym Australia. Train for the sport you play. Building the next generations of legends. You certainly are one, mate. Thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the chat.